Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Joey Badass. Yo, play that Show Me joint, man.
Yeah.
The one with Static Select. Hold up, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up. Brooklyn. Run This Where I Belong joint right here, B. Off 2000. Joey Badass, Brooklyn. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, call right now. Laura Never Loses, yeah. Happening next, fam.
Back on the set like I never left. I'm taking steps to be the best of they lady.
You want tickets to that HBCU New York Football Classic, Morehouse Howard, MetLife Stadium, September 7th. Get your tickets right now. Laura Never Loses next. We'll add up real quick. We're looking for Uman to play the game. Laura Never Loses right now. 800-223-9797. Yo, I thought we didn't do the whole, like, man-woman thing. It was just like... Whatever your pronouns are, just call. We want to play the game. Yo, this right here is an ill record off that Beyonce album. She samples a classic New Orleans bounce record by DJ Jimmy. Then she laid over the Clark Sisters, legendary gospel singers. And then she wrote about the duality of being a church girl, but a hardworking woman looking to hit the club and be ratchet sometimes. So the duality of the production and the duality of the songwriting at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Where you're writing a song that actually matches the music. Take notes, people. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. DJ Jimmy. Yeah, stop talking that. Foreign outfit. Church girls acting loose, bad girls acting snotty. That's real though. It be the church girls, fam. And then the girls that you out here be like, oh, she, look how she dressed. Look how she, them the ones, they don't be moving like the church girls, fam.
Oh, my God.
I mean, these is facts. These is life facts, Laura Stiles. I'm not saying anything that's brand new or revolutionary.
She's like, drop it like it's hot, act dotty.
No, she said, drop it like a thotty.
Drop it like a thotty.
Church girls, work that ass.
I see the
priest. Don't hurt nobody.
Is she going in? She's going in.
I mean, you know, go listen to that DJ Jimmy record.
Oh, no, I heard a little piece. You know what I mean? But his wasn't called Church Girl.
No, his was called Where They At, Ho. Where They At, Ho.
A little more appropriate.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Lilo, what's happening, man?
It's Lilo,
Lilo.
Lilo.
Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Robin. What's happening?
Good morning. Hello.
We are blessed today. How are you?
I'm blessed as well. Thanks for asking.
All right, now. Y'all be safe on these commutes out here. It's a lot cooler today. That rain pulled through the city and Jersey and all that yesterday. Cooled it off for us finally. Today's high, today's high, they claiming 85. What you got, Laura Stiles?
Let me see. Today, high of 83, so we're 80, close.
Okay.
We're the same.
We're the same. Some clouds, some chances of rain, but tomorrow the rain's pulling up in the morning commute for sure, according to the weather services. Robin, who would you like to represent you today for these HBCU tickets to see the New York Football Classic, the HBCU New York Football Classic, Morehouse versus Howard, September 17th. Robin.
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, who would you like?
Morehouse or Howard?
No, who would you like to represent you right now, Laura Stiles or me?
Me or Ebro?
Oh, Ebro!
Okay, all right. Here we go, 6 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with all the question. John, shout to all the HBCU family out there. Big up Toyota, sponsoring that joint over at the New York Football Classic at MetLife Stadium, September 17th. You want tickets, HBCUNYFC.com. Let's go. Let's play. Laura, never losing.
Okay. Who confirms she would be playing Harley Quinn?
Oh.
Laura. Mm-hmm.
That would be Lady Gaga.
That's right, in Joker 2 movie. Where you at? Boom. Who painted the Starry Night?
Laura.
Ebro.
Who painted the Starry Night? I'm going to go with...
Three.
Picasso.
Two. Incorrect.
No, Ebro. Oh. Vincent Van Gogh.
Oh, Van Gogh. The ear man. The earless wonder.
Which rapper is going to be hosting a podcast? Ebro.
Another rapper hosting a podcast.
It could be anything.
Jeez Louise.
Two.
I'm going with Fat Joe.
Incorrect. Oh. Probably correct, but incorrect. Which rapper is going to be hosting a podcast on the demise of El Chapo?
Oh, I think this was 50 Cent.
That's
oh,
right.
Really?
Two quarters. That's
okay.
That's a fact.
Two quarters. Never heard that.
50 Cent.
I know.
What is Donald Duck's girlfriend's
Ebro.
Name?
Ebro. Her name is Daisy.
Yes.
Daisy. That's a fact. Laura wins.
Yes.
Yo, Pinky didn't even try to start another question, man. It's crazy,
she's already
bro.
Up three.
Wow, man.
She's already up three.
Normally at
just
the end,
give it to
yo,
me,
he
bro.
Tried to do one more question, man.
You'd have got one, which would have wasted a question for tomorrow. Hey, you still would have lost.
Wow, now
just
they're conserving questions. Yo, these guys is budgeting their questions out here.
Yo, he tight.
Hey, listen, I just point out the inconsistencies in behavior,
what
man.
What you mean?
Yo, Lelo.
Like
you at the HBCU Football Classic, the New York Football Classic, Howard Morehouse, MetLife Stadium. Have a great time, all right? Lelo and Robin, sorry I couldn't rep for you better than that, man. No,
y'all
I ain't know nothing
good.
About
it's
these.
Fine.
I ain't know nothing like about these podcasts and Lady Gaga's. Robin, thank you. Lelo, hang on the way. Flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Oh, Ebro, coming up in the flashing lights report. Serena Williams made a huge announcement, a very big announcement that I didn't expect. We'll discuss coming up. Flashing lights.
Keep it locked, y'all. Good morning, Nigeria. Check in, Africa. What's happening?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah. T-Bro Laura and Rosenberg vibes, man. Midsummer. Is this officially the dog days of summer?
I've heard of those, but I don't know
what. I never knew what that meant.
Producer Griff says yes.
Like where it's like, it's just, well, today's not so hot. But like yesterday, I was like, okay, all right, enough with the, all right. All right with the hundred and whatevers.
Right. But why is it dog days? Do we know?
Because it just hangs around like a dog and won't go nowhere.
I'm like, dogs can't even go outside.
But that, I think it's referring to the fact that dogs just keep hanging around. It just won't go. You know, dogs just keep showing up.
Just hang around.
Dog days.
Yeah.
Dog days.
Like, summer's still here. I'm glad it's still here. Like,
me too.
Listen, me too.
Me too. But sometimes, some days, you're like, yo, could you chill with the...
It's a little too hot.
With the humidity out here. You know what I'm saying? Like... Just a little bit. And today's one of those more chill days. So big up to that. And we still in summertime vibes. In some parts of the country, you know, kids is going back to school right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like California, Texas, there's kids, they started school this week.
Yeah, they start like
some areas.
Yeah.
Even out here? Is there places around here?
No. No, no.
Not in New York, but I know in different, yeah, depends on the state. But yeah, people are moving.
Damn, man. Back in school by... August. Shee Louise.
Too hot.
I ain't built.
I ain't built.
I'm not even in school. I ain't been in school in 100 years.
Word.
The thought of even y'all going to school makes me tired. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Staff.
Laura Staff's got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Staff's gonna put us on.
The legend Serena Williams announced her retirement in a Vogue article published on Tuesday. She says, quote, "I've never liked the word retirement. Maybe the best word to describe what I'm up to is evolution. And I'm here to tell you that I'm evolving away from tennis and towards other things that are important to me." Wow, I did not expect this. So Serena's going to turn 41 next month. She has 73 career singles titles, 23 career doubles titles, and she's made over $95 million in career winnings.
Come on now.
No, she's one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen in sports, period. That's without a doubt. And I did expect this soon come. I didn't know if it would be obviously this year, but the way she has been playing or not being able to finish tournaments due to just... You know, injury or, you know, conditioning issues and then your mom. And then, listen, y'all, when you crack that 35, 36, 37 and it's harder to get back in shape, it's harder to stay in shape long term. It's harder to get your muscles to do things that they used to do and the injuries and all of this stuff. And then you got a kid at home and you're comfortable at home and you're like, wait, why am I waking up? I did everything I came to do. It gets tougher.
I know,
And the world was sitting down for like 2 years. Now you're trying to get back in the game. She like, you know what? I liked home.
She says she's going to retire after the U.S. Open, which will run from late August into September. So if she gets a victory there, it would tie the Grand Slam record with Margaret Court, which is the one that everybody says that she's technically not the GOAT because she hasn't beat her. I think she has 23 and Margaret has 24.
Well, and Margaret Court played at a time where, you know, competition was much different.
Right.
You know what I mean? She says, I don't even think black women could play. Black people was playing tennis when Margaret Court was playing.
It's going to be an exciting game to like just to see her. First of all, to see her last games and then just to see if she... I mean, listen, the anticipation is there. It was like, will she tie her at least? Because I know it's a personal goal for Serena. She says, I don't know if I'm ready to win New York, but I'm going to try. And she's like, you know,
she's done, man.
She's going to try her best and be like, and bow out like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I gave you guys everything.
I put it all on the table for y'all.
Man.
Now, Wilma Rudolph was playing at the same time as Margaret Court, but Margaret Court has most of the, but Wilma Rudolph was out there. Facts.
So. Man, Serena, we love you. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Listen,
I don't even... Y'all need to let Serena go ahead and do what she need to do.
Yeah.
Yo, she been playing for what?
Her whole life.
Yes.
You seen her when they rolled up on the scene with the beads in their hair.
It's been 25 years, right?
It's been my whole life, they whole life, our whole life.
Yeah, because she started at like 15, 16 years old.
Not even Ebro, younger probably.
No, I'm saying when she went pro. Like when we saw her go pro and like her and Venus was doing it.
Mm-hmm. All their childhood.
Man, listen.
So it's time. She said she wants to focus on being a mom and her spiritual goals.
There you go. There you go.
She's going to be around. We're going to see her still. Trust.
That's your Flesh and Light report. The time is 7:03, high of 83 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Producer Griff said Margaret Court was Australian, and the Australian Open was held the day after Christmas, so no one wanted to travel except her. But she didn't have to travel. She was at home. So that's part of why she has the most Grand Slams. But anyway. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. We here, man. Good morning. We're going to hit some congratulations. You played yourself. The question is, who should be on the list? Wait, did Irv Gotti get up on a radio station in Houston on the phone talking about him and Fat Joe ain't friends now?
Wow.
Is that what I heard?
Something like that.
Pete Davidson is reportedly in trauma therapy after Kanye's online harassment.
Lies.
hey, Shawnee, hey.
I was like, Kanye bullied me.
No.
After the newspaper?
Yo, Shawnee, not you.
Shawnee,
not
it's you, been Shawnee. After the newspaper. He's been coming at him since the beginning.
Not you, Shawnee. Yo, wow. You know who gets a congrats?
What?
Because he said Culture. Lies?
Congratulations.
He's traumatized by Kanye.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning.
Early in the morning, late at night.
I haven't talked about this a lot just because I think he's stupid, straight up. Herschel Walker. Lauren Rosenberg, every now and then, bring it up on Ebro in the morning.
All right, because it's so ridiculous.
What's he running for, Senator of Georgia?
Yeah, he's running against Warnock.
Yeah. Mm. He said plenty of stupid things.
Ugh.
But now his ex-wife is in a campaign ad against him. Yo, obviously it's his ex. So it's like, of course she's probably hating.
Right.
But how many times have we seen family members pop up and be like, yo, do not vote for, don't do it to yourself. I know them.
Right.
Well, she's also
I just want to add in, as bad as Trump is,
right,
there was not a single ex-wife or nothing.
On the contrary, they usually ride with them, even if they don't like them.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
So I have to give this moment.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play.
Yo, what are the odds of, speaking of Donald Trump, he gets deposed by New York State Attorney General Tish James today and all of the Trump Organization finances. It's at a undisclosed private location that will not be available to the public. I guarantee you he going to get in there with Tish James from Brooklyn and get a...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Playing around. You know what's going to happen. And also that everybody's still upset about this air quote
Raid.
It was not a raid. His lawyer was there. The FBI had been there months ago to look over some documents. The Secret Service was alerted that it was going to happen.
It wasn't no surprise.
If you from the hood, you seen a raid before.
Right. Facts. This ain't 5 a.m. knocking down your door.
None of that.
Right.
Nobody was arrested. Nobody was physically abused by the police. Nobody was thrown on the ground. Nobody was shot and killed.
Mm. This ain't Narcos. It's not what you see in Narcos.
It's not a raid, fam.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
This was just some house guest that he didn't really want.
Man, they made an appointment. They put it on the calendar, bro.
And they made an appointment. Right.
So what's the odds of them actually finding something being that this was an appointment? Exactly. Yo.
It's crazy. Yo, Laura, what's on your list today?
I think I'm going to go with this. So Taylor Swift is being sued. Is being sued by songwriters Sean Hall and Nathan Butler. This happened in 2017, okay? They're accusing Taylor Swift of copying their 2001 song Play Is Gonna Play, which was performed by 3LW. So Taylor Swift said, nah, man, that's not possible. I wrote it all. And they were like, why? I have proof. Because I've never heard of 3LW. So how could I copy them?
Congratulations, you played yourself.
I've never. Damn.
So which is the congrats? Is she never heard of 3LW or that she actually copied 3LW? Which one is it?
I'm giving it to the fact that she says she's never heard of 3LW. Like, I couldn't have copied them because I've never heard of them.
Well, but also, doesn't she have, like, co-writers and things like that sometimes?
Yeah, don't you have a whole team that, you know, I would assume as someone as of a high stature of a star, you know what I mean? Right. But just saying couldn't be because I never heard of them is wild.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
It's possible.
Yeah.
She's young, right, Taylor Swift? Yeah, Taylor Swift's what?
And off the rip, like when you just hear 3LW, you're like, what is that? Just, you know what
three
I'm saying?
Three little, wait.
I know.
How dare you question three little women like this?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You don't know three little women.
Three little women. Wow, dare you. How dare you. Listen, there's a lot going on in the city and radio right now. You know, Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club tweeting, The Breakfast Club as you know it will never be the same.
Right.
Nothing to worry about.
I think they said Miss Jones is coming on somewhere in the market.
Yeah, that's fine.
What's that, The Block?
Yeah, she's going to be at The Block.
The Block. Fam, many years ago when we started Ebro in the Morning, these things always come with some pushback. Changes happen in radio. But everybody that thought we wouldn't be the last one standing.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
This is me, fam. I'm built for this.
Oh my gosh.
That's not so what I thought.
Whoever they teeing up next, whoever y'all want to tee up next, however y'all want to spin it, I'm here for all the radio shenanigans. Old school, new school.
You need to learn those.
I've been through many wars around here, and I just want to welcome everybody to the party and hit you with a preliminary.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Welcome to New York City Radio, or in some cases, welcome back. Let's get it on.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Copy up, playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself.
It ain't like it used to be, Shawnee.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You know, in the Starbuck days when I used to go crazy.
I mean, you know, like me, Radio Wars.
Yeah, man, it ain't the same.
It's definitely changed. It's changed a lot.
Yeah, it's like everything is politically correct.
Well, yeah, it's like that. You saw the clip of the Little League baseball game the other day, yesterday.
Nah,
where the pitcher hit the batter in the head with a pitch.
Did he get him? Rush the mound?
What happened?
Go get him.
Nah.
What?
That didn't happen, sir. It's a new day. Now it's about empathy. It's about love. It's about we can all do this together. People don't go to war like that, Cast One. That's not what we're doing in the future.
But
nah, the batter took the base. The pitcher started crying.
Crying.
The batter then walked to the pitcher's mound to hug the pitcher of the other team to make sure after he got hit with the baseball.
How old are these kids?
Little League, what is that? What are they? 13? Yeah, 12?
Max,
13?
Oh, teenager max. Little League?
Yeah, Little League.
Fam, what are we doing out here, bro?
Don't be that guy, man.
No. If it was little kid Little League, I get. But teenager Little League?
How old? Yo, Griff.
You know
nah. Now,
They now, got about and, fighting.
But no, but wait. Now principle. You're taking me off. I'm just saying it. Right. How old are they?
They're 12,
yes.
All right, go ahead.
I'm just saying the world is a different place now. Even in radio, we don't get it popping like that no more. Oh. Even when Flex is screaming about DJs at night, you know what I'm saying? Who's he really talking to? Nobody's screaming back.
It's a really confusing time, right? Because it's not the same. There's no warring, yet there's war everywhere.
Exactly.
It's war everywhere.
It's a cold war. Ain't nobody really getting it popping. And I'm here for that, too. If y'all want to just do the cold thing and act like everything's all good, but it really ain't, I'm here for that.
But people are getting it popping.
But then if y'all want to get it popping, old school popping, I'm here for that, too.
You ready for this Will Smith?
Let's go. That's what we doing.
It might be. It's a crazy time.
Nah, nobody want that.
I doubt that.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You don't want that. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, man. Ebro in the morning, 97 minutes, commercial free. Coming up, we got tickets, man. You want to be at Rolling Loud? We got 3-day passes. We got curved about to happen. Let's see. Mike got curved by Donna. We are here, man, and it's not as hot. And Cast One is on.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Can I shake that?
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, Laura, where the Ablale t-shirts at?
Ablale! Everything can't be a t-shirt.
What? Shiny Culture disagrees.
That's a fact. Everything can be a t-shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
We need a
Shiny
Ablale
Culture
t-shirt.
Your t-shirts never happened.
What?
Yeah, what did you say, dude?
Ablale!
Yo, wait, stop, man, yo, right stop the music.
Is he?
Yo, Laura, you going to disrespect this man like this?
Yo, Griff,
because
come
I remember
in here.
He was supposed to come with he one that t-shirts. Said Queens, and then we never saw it.
Griff, thank you, thank you, thank you.
He got the Queens make kings.
I stand corrected.
Which is a diss to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's not a diss.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. No, listen, these Queens guys been dissing Brooklyn the Bronx on the low for a long time.
Brooklyn, yo, bless up, Brooklyn. I love Brooklyn. But I went to school in Queens.
You made a shirt that basically said, without Queens, right. There's no Kings.
Well, right. Look,
it's Queens County versus Kings.
It's a double
line.
Double entendre, because so I'm from Queens. So
disrespect.
Queens make kings, but also it's a big up to the Uman them to say that the Queens make kings.
No, you're right.
Do you smile? Do you smile just to yourself a little bit every time you see somebody from Brooklyn wearing that shirt?
Yeah, just
see.
There
it is. There it is.
Y'all so
there
disrespectful.
It is.
Us, we didn't make the shirt.
Right? No, it was
sneaky,
good.
Sneaky.
But Laura, yes, tons of t-shirts. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, let's go back to the disrespect Laura just showed Shawnee, though.
Hey.
We can't just gloss over that, man.
Hey,
she was like,
t-shirts.
Your t-shirts don't come through, Shawnee.
She said, no, she said they never happened.
They never happened. Yo, I said corrected. I'm sorry.
Everybody who bought a t-shirt, put it on your story and tag me so I can put them up.
What's the site where they buy the shirts?
Culture Movement at...
CultureMovement.com. Okay.
CultureMovement.com. Ablale.
Yeah.
CultureMovement.com.
Yeah.
Yo, open the lines. DJ John is here. It's time to win something.
It's DJ John.
Hey.
DJ John.
Johnny?
DJ John.
Yo, John.
DJ John.
Yo.
DJ John.
What's happening, fam?
It's Wednesday, halfway through.
What was that little growl you just did right there? What is that?
A little spurt of energy. A little,
okay. Yeah.
Right, I mean,
it's good.
Now, he's hype.
Now, do you want to admit to the world what you admitted on our group chat yesterday regarding the Mets?
Oh, we're going there. I thought we were sticking with the sham t-shirts. But all right.
Damn.
Yeah, I could go.
Go ahead, admit it for the Mets fans. Give the Mets fan their props.
Listen, as a true Yankee fan, as a true connoisseur of baseball.
Look, it's tough for him.
It's a connoisseur of baseball. I have to admit that the closer for the Mets has the second best entrance song in baseball history. Next to Mariano Rivera.
Now you're talking about Diaz. Have you seen the closer for the Mets? You've never seen this before.
No. You never hear the music, the intro music.
No,
oh, Shine, pull it up. It's in the system.
Oh, it's in the system.
Oh, yeah.
Look up Mets.
It's fire. What'd you call it? Mets what?
Diaz. Put Mets Diaz.
There it is, right there, entrance theme. So, Laura, this is how he's the second best closer in baseball, meaning this guy comes out to finish the other team.
He ain't Mo, though.
This is how he walks out every time.
What is this?
It's kind of tough.
It's hard, man.
Is he Mexican?
Nah, I think Diaz is
Dominican.
Dominican. It's your people.
It's fire.
Fire.
Otto with Vigo.
Edwin Diaz.
Oh, same thing.
He's Puerto Rican.
Same thing.
Disrespect.
Puerto Rican. King Louis was quick to send those Puerto Rican flags.
Well, King Louis is a Yankees fan. I don't know why you jumping up so fast.
I know,
King
man. Louis. Sit down. Stay short.
Relax. Yo, that's hard, B. Do you want to admit the other thing that you admitted about the Mets yesterday?
What was that?
Don't make me go back into the receipts.
That was it.
You sure?
What else?
Okay. Listen, as of right now, I see the Mets going to the World Series.
There it is.
Going.
Yankees
and
fans.
And they say winning.
Yankees fans are acquiescing right now.
I'm giving
now.
Their props. The way they're playing.
Yo, listen, the Yankees are below 500 since, like, the All-Star break is on.
No, we're 500 since the All-Star.
Barely.
No.
Then, not only top of that, the Mets are now have a better record than the Yankees.
Really?
Damn.
You know these Mets fans are just going to come out with all their gear.
Yo, let the Mets fans have something,
you
man.
You sound like you're in denial.
I'm not in denial.
Laura, you don't even pay attention to baseball.
I don't.
You know the Mets get no love around
no
here.
No love, no. Yo,
and they deserve it. Now they got a closer with an intro theme. I know the Yankees is jealous.
I definitely want to go to a game to see that closer in person. I want to see the energy. Oh, I just want to see myself.
And Laura, and the Mets fans all stand up and act like they're blowing a horn.
Hey, yo.
This sounds like so much fun.
It's great time.
Wow.
The Mets got it right now. They got the city on smash. Yankees better do something.
Yo, man, I got tickets, man. Speaking of City Field, man. Speaking of City Field, I have tickets to Rolling Loud. A pair of 3-day passes going down September 23rd through the 25th. Going down at City Field. So, yeah, that's a correlation to that. ASAP Rocky, Future, and Nicki Minaj. Visit RollingLoud.com for more information, baby.
Lakeisha, good morning. You ready to win some tickets to Rolling Loud?
Yes, I am. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you for checking in with us. Now, pay attention to Laura Styles. Answer quick so you can get these tickets.
All right, Lakeisha. Can you name one of the tennis Grand Slam tournaments?
The U.S. Open.
U.S. Open.
Correct.
Pow. Wow.
DJ John.
Googling.
What song does Serena Williams say she plays to get through a tough workout?
Run the World, Girls.
It's actually
Beyonce.
David Bowie's Fame.
Really?
That was a great guess, though, John. I ain't gonna hold you. That was a phenomenal.
I mean,
guess.
Yeah, it's empowering. Just like,
you but know. It was wrong.
Damn.
Lakeisha, you going to Rolling Loud? Yeah. You in the building? You're welcome, Lakeisha. How's your commute this morning? You out and about? You being safe?
Yes, I am, since 5 a.m.
There you go, Lakeisha. Well, we love you for locking in with us every now and then.
Hang on. I love you guys, too. I love all of you.
Yeah, man. Aww, thank you so much. Hang on. We got to get some info, get you some tickets on the way. Flashing Lights with Laura Stout.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Pete Davidson reportedly is undergoing trauma therapy because of Kanye.
Because Shawnee laughed at him earlier. Disrespect.
Yo, he's lying.
Details next.
Everything's a
Cash
troll.
Cash One, can I get some Beyonce, fam?
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? I need some Beyonce album.
Can I get some Beyonce?
Yeah. You don't like Beyonce?
No, you just said it funny, but I hear you.
Can I get some Beyonce? That's how you gotta say it.
What happened here?
Yo, what happened to your Beyonce?
Take some energy.
You ain't got Beyonce in
yeah,
this
but
round?
I had this queued up. But I'll get to the Beyonce in 2 seconds.
Okay.
Was that the Mets joint?
Yeah, that's the Mets closer walkout. What's it called? Is there a name for it?
Yeah, it's called Narco. Just like I said, this isn't Narcos. Mm. It is Narcos. I was yeah. wrong.
Hard.
Oh, you can turn it off.
No, you can't.
No, I'm gonna. This is your new intro song, John.
Yo, that's a new DJ John.
This is the new DJ John.
Wow.
DJ John. Off the drums.
Now we should rethink this.
DJ John. DJ John. DJ John. DJ John. DJ John.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. On stage
rocking on stage. I like it.
Let's go back to a real song. Yo, John's gonna be sick. That's every day. Yo, Mets fans, you got it right now. On stage, rocking on stir crazy. Enjoy it. Flashing lights, Laura Styles. Next, we 97 minutes. Come on, say shouting out the houses, shouting out black business. Bro, Lauren Rosenberg. Yo, that original. Yo, that's a straight, you know that's a straight sample right there. Anybody that was outside in the 70s, you know. Or if you was jamming at the crib, moms was playing this. Your mom was playing this at the crib. She was roller skating. She was outside. Donna Summer. The queen of disco, Donna Summer. Rest in peace. Fire joint. T-Bro in the morning. Not as hot today as it's been, so let's enjoy it together. We love y'all for giving us your time right now on your commute. Big up, man. You got Laura Styles right now with the flashing lights.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights.
Yeah.
Laura
Styles
gonna put us
on. So, according to reports, you know, Pete Davidson is in trauma therapy because of Kanye West's social antics. You know, he's came at Pete a couple times in different ways, but remember when he posted the New York Times newspaper that's basically said Skeet is dead?
Yeah.
But, you know, people saying that, you know, Kanye is a very powerful and influential person, so a lot of his fans tend to take things too far. From heckling him in the streets and, like, you know, it could get dangerous because you never know. Like, those super fans, they can get scary.
They'll go in.
You know what I mean? Like, right. Kanye's probably, like, whatever, just trolling or just, you know, doing what he does. But his fans take it somewhere else.
They're going in.
See, Shani, when you was early, what did you say about Pete?
I said lies. Lies. It's all lies.
Now,
but you know
but
what?
But see, but what's not fair in that, before you go into what you're about to say, what's not fair is you're talking about somebody like Pete who has been in therapy and had substance abuse issues and other issues. So for him, it's different than maybe, say, somebody like you. And this is the part about judging folks that we got to analyze.
Right. Well, I was going to say, really in the back of my, the way I see it is everybody in Hollywood and in the industry at this point is in therapy. So in his therapy sessions, do I think Kanye came up? Yeah. So
but
I guess it's not all lies.
So you don't think he went and got a new therapist?
Right.
Is what you're saying.
Right. I feel like but, it's a little embellished. Like, you know what? I need therapy because of this specifically.
But it's not just Hollywood,
he's probably already
though.
But it could be
everybody's
a thing.
Out here trying could. To work on their, you know, traumas and triggers and mental health.
Yeah.
You should be in therapy.
I mean, probably. Probably.
Well, and I'm going to tell you why.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you why.
Why is that?
Because you and I, specifically, maybe even Laura, I don't even know so much Rosenberg, but he's in therapy.
I'm in therapy.
Rosenberg got four therapists.
Yeah, but you're not triggered by crazies. Like, you're from old school radio like us, where the crazy thing, like, we're aware of it. Like, when we go outside the radio station, right, head is on a swivel, like, who want what? It could get crazy. You know what I'm saying? We go out to a club, we're prepared for whatever the shenanigans are. So
always on guard.
Right, which is why we need therapy.
Right.
Because we don't even walk around
it's not normal.
Like we're just, all, like everything is all good. Right. Why do we, think about that. We walk around every single day.
Saying it's all good.
Saying it's all good. Knowing that at any moment, it ain't all good.
And we're different because we're not celebrities. We're like hood famous.
Right, right. Yeah, facts.
We're not celebrities. We don't make celebrity money. You know what I mean? So it's like we can walk around with security.
We don't have security and drivers. Right.
I'm taking the train, you know?
Right, right.
We just have a cool job.
Yeah. I mean, and everybody from where we come from is traumatized.
Right.
Somewhere or another, there's somewhere in
there. So they're not. And so now imagine, now. Pete is from Staten Island.
Uh-huh.
So he's seen some things.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think, I guess.
And he's been through a lot. Remember, he lost his father in 9/11. He was a firefighter. Right. He's been through a lot.
I'm saying I feel the lie is, since Kanye's newspaper ad of Skeet.
You don't think that's what sent him in
the therapy? That he got a new therapist based on Kanye West. Like, oh, no.
Maybe he's been in trauma therapy because before he's never had a bunch of stans come at him.
Now. Let's also look at it this way.
Mm-hmm.
He also never been in a relationship with a machine like Kardashian.
Yo,
which that Kardashian, how many people has that Kardashian thing ruined?
Yo.
But the attention is next level.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying them per se. I'm saying the world that they exist in.
Yeah.
So.
Now, you know what? Go get some therapy, bro.
He is.
Not think about it. Because that Kardashian machine.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
We were saying before, every dude has been chewed up, spit out. Yeah. Lamar Odom.
You can't blame. No, don't bring Lamar into this. Because Lamar, to me, in that story, Chloe stood by Lamar and helped him as much as she could.
I'm not saying it's them.
Bruce.
I'm saying it's the world, the attention, the scrutiny, the expectation, the reality show, everything's on camera.
That thing
can wear some people.
Of course.
That ain't really, may already have some issues, right? And grew up with some issues. And B, just the incessant, it never stops.
Right.
And so that's gonna, you know, cause some people to go haywire.
It's a lot.
It doesn't turn off.
Therapy's good, guys.
So, Shani, you wanna apologize to Pete Davidson?
I'm sorry, man. Go get some therapy, bro.
He's listening.
Like, fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, go get it right now. If you don't have it, if you wasn't in it,
there
do it today.
See?
Do it today.
You see, Shani evolved in minutes.
In minutes.
The evolution of Shani.
That
in
Kardashian machine ain't no joke.
It's been a beautiful thing to watch you evolve, Shani.
Thank you. Thank you. You
know, that's your flashing light report. Time is 8:06. High of 83 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Whitish Wednesday is here. An icon of white music just passed away this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. We're about to get into it next. Y'all keep it locked, man. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
My, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the gods.
Why? Because it's seven?
The gods.
It's the gods. You know what I'm saying?
Whitish Wednesday.
Shawnee likes this one now.
Every Wednesday, I mean, around this time.
You know what I mean?
It's hard, Shawnee.
But once he, you know what I'm saying?
That joint
he adds to it, bro.
So I realized it was like, you know what I'm saying?
That joint fire.
It was named the God, Nation of the Gods. I was like, oh, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Who's the band?
Blow
Shawnee.
That smoke.
Stop playing with me. Come on.
Come on, Shawnee.
This is I thought the group was Nation of the Gods, but right. It's no, the White the Stripes, right?
There you go.
White
Seven Stripes. Nation Army, the White Stripes.
I feel like I want it to be the other way around. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you want
let
it be the
be
Black Stripes.
The Nation of the Gods that made this. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, they was talking about them White Stripes.
Well, since this is Whitish Wednesday, it's the White Stripes.
White Stripes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Playing fire records by white artists.
Internally, my spirit is rebelling.
Why?
Because I feel like you're just programming me, and I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's just a song, man.
It's a good song.
Just programming me.
It's just a song, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Just a song. Or is it just a song,
exactly,
my brother?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Is it just a song,
see,
my brother?
Right, because it all starts somewhere.
Even your conditioning has been conditioned.
It's just a song. Just all you got to do is know it. Now I'm walking around doing a Saturday Night Live head bop through malls talking about White Stripes and... Nah, fam.
Relax, fam. Nah. All right, here we go. Today we salute an icon. She was great. But we're going to see if you know her music.
Okay.
And we'll start right here. You got me up?
Yep.
That joint hard.
This is hard.
What?
Always been in your mind.
Okay.
You know I will be kind. I'll be guiding you. Building your dream has to start now.
Somebody got a sample that.
She is, but I don't know the song.
Is this
Newton? It's from a movie.
Olivia
After
Newton?
Yes!
Olivia Newton. She just passed, right?
Exactly, sir.
She just passed this week. R.I.P.
I think she was 78.
Of course, y'all know this. She was a breast cancer survivor. Yeah. She's Australian.
Breast cancer Australian.
This was familiar. Super. This brought her back.
Australian survivor.
Turn that up.
I know this song.
Of course you do.
Yeah, this played in the crib. This was black. Oh, let's get physical.
You heard that note.
Yeah. I heard that note.
Sean, you two for two. Look at you.
Olivia Newton-John and Let's Get Physical. Yeah, I know at least one part.
Let's get physical.
This is straight aerobics all day, right?
Straight up leg warmers and leotards.
Right. You know the little curly hair.
Headband
and the curly hair.
Hey.
Short crop.
Double entendre, though.
Yes.
Big time.
Let's get physical.
Listen to the words.
Wasn't just aerobics and yoga.
No.
Well, because back then, that aerobics and those aerobics videos were considered very risque. You know,
right?
People, women in leotards bouncing around and gyrating and sweating.
Bro,
ooh-wee.
They used to have the tights and the thong leotard.
Oh yeah,
yo, fam. Where was your man Richard Simmons? Remember
Richard Simmons.
All right, yo, it's Whitish Wednesday. We're paying respect to Olivia Newton-John and.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you've seen the movie.
I mean.
I had to let this breathe, though.
Yeah, this
we got to let this breathe. If you're in the car, you know this movie.
This when
who's the guy singing?
This when she got cool. They turned her from a nerd to like, you know what I'm saying? And he tried to be a nerd for her. They was dancing in the little amusement park.
Who is he though?
Travolta.
John Travolta.
There you go. Yo, you think Issa's ready to see this movie yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a musical. I think I saw it at 8, maybe. It used to be on TV every year.
Auntie Anne know the jam. Hey. That was a joint right there. Olivia Newton-John, originally from Australia and originally a country singer.
She sounds country right here.
Yeah, exactly.
But I didn't know she was from Australia.
Yes.
During this part where she had the leather jacket, I can see it.
Right, it's Wednesday. Olivia Newton-John, R.I.P. Alright. Since we are in Australia,
okay,
with the music, what y'all know about this right here?
Sound like a hip-hop sample.
You know this, Cass?
Is this, I know this. You be playing the White Black songs.
I even know the group name, I think.
Wow.
I
think all right, let it breathe for a second. Let's go.
Is this,
I know this.
I know the name of it. I don't know the group. From a land down under. Yeah, that's what I thought down right there.
Women go and men
plunder. Can't you hear the thunder? Yay!
You know what I'm saying? Is this what you want to hear when you're on vacation.
Is it men without hats?
Nope.
Damn, I thought I had
but
it.
But close. Men at work.
Nah, men at work. I was men doing something.
Men without hats?
Men doing something. I knew it was something they were doing.
Men without hard hats.
Men without baseball caps.
Yo, we're going to stay in Australia with it. We're going to stay in Australia with it.
That's what we're doing?
Yeah, we're going to stay in Australia with it one time. We're going to stay down under. There's people in their car. They know this thing right here.
Already?
And you're going to recognize the guitar riff from a famous cartoon. I want the cartoon also.
Iron Man. Did he just say Iron Man?
Yes, he did. So what's the name of the song?
Iron Man.
Okay.
Okay.
By and what's the band?
Oh, I know this. Black Sabbath.
Yeah. I would have never.
Who's the lead singer? At a reality show. Big reality show with his kids and his wife. Laura?
Ozzy Osbourne.
There you go.
Ozzy Osbourne.
And what cartoon used that riff?
It wasn't
Iron Man's cartoon.
What cartoon?
Y'all don't remember when Beavis and Butthead would put their hands in the air and they'd be like, gang, 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 gang.
Yes, yes, yes. Did he really eat a pigeon on stage? Was that like
I mean, that was the word. I never went to a concert
rumor.
Where he bit the bird, where he would bite the head off a
Ew.
Bird. And then he would also, they said he used to pass a cup around into the crowd, and everybody would spit in the cup, and he would drink it on stage.
Oh my God! Oh.
That was the word I never seen.
No!
So y'all know that. That means y'all gotta know this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is a commercial too, right?
Yep. And I think Lil Jon sampled this, didn't he?
Let's go!
Oh, wait, no. Hold on.
If you want it, let me hear it. Let me know. Bang. No.
This thing rocks at stadiums, right? This is that stadium.
Football
stadium
game. Status, yeah.
Turn that up.
realize he had gone solo at this point. Ebro in the morning, White-ish Wednesday, playing heat, nothing but heat.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Y'all know about this.
Hey, hey, hey. Yes.
This all European?
This was big here, though. You never heard this before?
Yes.
It sounds familiar.
It better. I'm telling you, this was better. This was everywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is,
Do you know the name of the group?
Very MTV.
Yes.
I know the name of the group. I think I might mess this one up again, too.
This year, unbelievable.
Yes, you got that. Just unbelievable.
I know the name of the group. I got it. EMF.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, yo, it's not EWF. That's Earth, Wind, and Fire. So it's EMF.
Yo, unbelievable.
Yeah. You see me out here?
I didn't know. What is that? EMF?
EMF. I don't know why I know that, but I know it.
I did not know that.
All right, let's keep it going. Let's see if y'all know this. Big 90s. Big 90s vibe.
Somebody won't come on. Come on.
I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Do I know the words?
I've heard it, but I don't know the words.
Wait, tickle. The chorus comes
on her forehead.
Oh, yeah, wait.
Oh,
I know this.
Of course you got it.
Noriega used this as a line in one of his songs, right?
I don't know.
Did he? The chorus, right?
Kinda, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right?
You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on.
Don't know.
Who's
but
the
I know the song.
Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
I would have never.
Never guessed?
Smash Mouth?
Have you ever heard of Smash Mouth?
I've never heard of Smash Mouth.
Wow. White-ish Wednesday.
Smash Burger.
I've heard of Smash Burger.
That's facts.
Yo, this is. Yo.
Oh, I know.
Yo, this blew reggae up out here, man.
Yeah, this said, he just said snow. Yeah, this disrespectful.
Shawty, this was.
But he was
lit. Just put reggae on the map.
Facts.
He was lit at the time.
Okay, they boom boom down.
Toronto in the building.
Toronto. Yeah, he was lit.
They boom boom down.
What's the name of the record, though, Shani?
Informer.
Shani was rocking this at home?
This was in the mix. This was playing.
People be lying about Snow, man.
Snow was rocking.
You remember the one he had with Beanie Man and everybody?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Bro. I don't know. I don't remember that.
Oh, my God.
That's,
hold on.
That's
let me get
the
it.
Song.
We got to hear it. Yeah. Hold on.
Cass one.
He's digging for snow in his Hirachi.
This was it.
Yeah.
It's right here.
You know this song. Yeah.
This is hard, B. I felt like this was too black to play. I had to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was. This was it, though.
Yeah, that's Snow. And yeah, he's white, for those who didn't know. His name is Snow.
Uh-huh. Is he like a white Jamaican?
I'm not sure if he's actually Caribbean.
I think he was. Was he Canadian?
He's Canadian.
He was a Drake before Drake.
But was he a white Jamaican that moved to Canada? I don't know. Make it make sense.
He just grew up around people from. Yeah.
He just loved reggae music, so he just decided to like let me just go in.
You know, Toronto is yard of Jace.
Wow.
Let me see. Where's Snow from? What's his name?
All right, here we go. What y'all know about this? White-ish Wednesday.
Okay.
Nice drums, nice bongos. Mm-hmm. Is it salsa? Oh, okay. Yep, got it.
Let's see. I don't got it yet.
Wait for it.
Eminem.
Wait
for it.
You're on the right path.
Hold on. That's what I think it is. Oh. Okay, I think I know.
It's a joint right here.
I know. Shawnee, you know?
My tea's gone cold. I'm wondering why.
I heard Eminem's version first, though, I think.
This was a hit first.
Yeah.
Even if I could, it'd all be great. Put your picture on my wall. It reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Yo, that thing is just waiting to be sampled, right? It's just...
Word. It was this.
Someone had to.
Honey, do you remember who sings this?
I know the person who sings it. I just can't remember. But I, when you say the name, I
take it.
This is
starts with a D.
Starts with a D.
Yeah.
But just the part right here. Just the part. This is Hayride right here, but this is Hayride I like.
Starts with a D.
Not Hayride.
This is top down, vibing.
A D, let me see. Starts with a D?
Just to be with you. Stay off my
hand. I forget. It starts with a D.
Come on, Johnny.
It almost sounds like a sex toy.
Dido.
Yeah.
I know the Dido.
That got him.
I'm like, wait a minute. There's no artist named Vibrator, so.
Bring up this Eminem. I don't have it clean. We gotta pay this Eminem some respect. Whitish Wednesday, Eminem gotta get some shine right now. Shawnee, you up next.
All right.
See if Shawnee got some.
Don't look. Now, it's a little different this week, but go ahead.
Dear Slim, I wrote you, but you still ain't called.
All right.
Whitish Wednesday now. Shawnee.
Yeah.
So goes with the black right, culture joint.
Now, I knew Rosenberg wasn't going to be here, so, and you know all the black songs.
Okay.
But we still going to test you.
All right, just go.
This might be a layup, but Laura, this for you too.
Okay.
Now that we found love, what are we gonna do?
Yeah, but who's the band? Who's the band? It's the original.
Yeah, this is supposed to have your name right on the. It's supposed to start right there.
This ain't Heavy D.
This is
Who's the original?
Is it Third World? Yeah.
I didn't know Third World.
Yeah, this is the original.
I know the song. World. I didn't know Third World.
It's supposed to start like this. Be a little time to figure it out.
What year is this?
That's a good question.
That is 1978.
Wow. Okay.
They rolling, boy. They rolling.
Now that we found love, what are we gonna do with it? Now that we found love, what are
Yo,
we gonna
do? Yo, Z-Bro in the morning, it's how we vibe on Wednesdays, man. Midway through the week.
Guys, I don't know if I've ever heard the original.
Wow.
This is so fire. I'm so mad that I don't think I've ever heard this.
You know, Heavy D's version.
Of course. This is so fire.
Vibes. I saw them perform live like 2 years ago in South Africa. Amazing energy still.
They're still touring, selling out crazy.
Yeah, dude.
You know who else? Steel Pulse and Black Uhuru, too. What?
Burning Spear, too. Heavy D remix. You know this version.
Of course, it's the one everyone knows.
All right. Let's see if you know this.
Yo, Juanito, what'd you say about Heavy D?
When I was 8 years old, he kicked me out the barber chair at Mount Vernon.
He did? Oh, did. My God.
He had an appointment, man.
He had an appointment.
Bigger name. Bigger name. Yeah. We'll get back to you in a minute.
I respect it.
He had an appointment. It's called I'm Heavy D. Get out of here.
All right, this is a little sleeper. Don't look.
Oh, this.
Name that in 5 seconds.
5 seconds. Yeah, right.
You should be. You should be.
Raphael T. D'Angelo.
Yes.
Oh, I remember this.
This was a joint.
Oh, it's fire. Girl, you know you drive me crazy.
You should be here. Feel summertime vibes. And if we play that, we got to hit. Can you name that?
When this album came out, Brown Sugar. Brown Sugar. Listen, bro.
Fam.
There was so many hammers on this album.
So many.
Yo, coming up next, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles. What you got, kid?
What about my gurus?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about them.
Come on.
Yo,
why are you disrespecting the gurus? Cast with the blending.
We at right now.
I mean, going into the gurus. I mean, why not?
You know what I'm saying? I just kept it easy this week. You know what I'm saying?
So fire.
Don't think I'm taking a look at you. All of the wishes they can have.
Yo, hold up, though. One of our listeners just corrected us very nicely. Bring me up on, I'm up on the Bluetooth.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, what happened?
Listen to this. Before the 1978 version of Now That We Found Love.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's listen.
Oh.
This is before Third World?
This is 1973.
Whoa!
The OJs.
Oh, wow.
Big up to our listener. Let me big them up.
Yes, thank you.
Renaissance, Grove,
OJs.
And also Anthony Beach corrected us too.
Thank you.
I don't know if I heard this version before.
Classes in session.
Let it control our destiny. Ourselves to live happy eternally.
Our listeners are so dope.
Yeah, man, big up for the correction too. Yes. Whitish Wednesday, another great one. Wow. Bravo, everyone. You know what I'm saying? All the friends of the show now, let's get to the guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com. Send us your emails. Where the gurus unite to guide you to the light.
Guide you to the light. You know what I'm saying?
Shawnee Coltrane, light up the sage.
Like cleansing the energy.
Send those emails. All right. Dear gurus, hi. I want to start off by saying that my baby daddy slash boyfriend is a great person.
Okay.
But let's get into it now. We've been together for 2 years, and because I got pregnant soon after we became a couple, our son just turned one. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend is an amazing father, and he works very hard to support us. I also recently started working again. I pay his mother and my mother to babysit.
Okay.
I also buy the groceries and pay my own expenses, like nails, hair, shopping. He's saving up to buy a house for us.
Okay.
And I've also seen him looking at engagement rings and browsing. History came up, and I happened to look at it.
Sounds nice.
But when I was looking at the browsing history, I also saw porn.
Of course you did.
So WTF. But as of right now, we live as a family in the basement in his parents' house. It's tight. But we're trying to save up as much as possible. Hopefully my son has his own room. You know, he's a baby. He sleeps with me. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. So my boyfriend has been sleeping in the living room for months. It's because he needs to sleep and our baby wakes up crying a lot.
Makes sense.
So I understand that we have to adjust. It's a lot due to that we have a baby in our limited space and our situation. I'm trying to be as understanding as possible. But guys, it's been almost 2 years since he's gone downtown.
Here we go. Well, now we're getting to it. Now we're getting there. There we go.
And we've only had sex 3 times this year. And it's about to be September.
Okay.
I tried bringing it up. But I get my head bitten off by saying something like I'm a sex addict. That what? He's worked like 14 hours a day and he gets no respect. No. He goes out with his friends almost every weekend. But he's not too tired to do that. I never go out the house because I'm the mom and I have to watch the baby. And I try to do my best to take care of the home. He's also very jealous of me whenever I do get a chance to go out with my friends. Like on my birthday. He doesn't like when I get dressed up.
What?
I don't know if he's not attracted to me or what. He lost his virginity when he was 21, so...
Oh, wow.
So what maybe, am I a sex addict?
I don't know.
I don't understand it. This is written really weird, so... Mm-hmm. Look, I'm stuck. I'm too young to be in a sexless relationship. I just want my son to be happy in a loving family. We get along great, but this is weighing heavy on me and my heart. I do love him and I love our family, but... I don't know what to do because I want the intimacy and it's really, really bothering me. Help.
This is a real one.
This is one of them ones.
One of them ones.
Now, she didn't say their age, did she?
She said
I didn't hear her age.
Yeah, I didn't hear the age either. I'm assuming they're still in their 20s, though.
Yeah, the only age I heard was that he lost his virginity at 21.
Yeah, so let's just say they're late 20s, sure, early 30s.
One quick question. They said they live with her parents or his parents?
I think they live on their own.
No. They live in the basement. Whose parents is it? Is it her parents or his parents?
His.
So that's one part. Like they're living in the parents' house still. They don't have privacy like that. They have a kid.
Yeah, but the way he's acting is less about what you just said, Cass. The way he's, and I'm not a guru.
Yeah.
But I have been a man who has a newborn, right? Or a child in the house. And this isn't talked about a lot.
Talk about it.
Many men struggle when it is time to look at that woman now as a mother of their child versus just their woman and somebody that they see sexually.
That's right.
And that transition, I think men need therapy to work through that.
Right?
Because it is tough to balance. It's tough to like, especially when the child is still crying at night and it's all of that stuff that's so unsexy. And so then the sex becomes scheduled. Where it's like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, we're going to have a break this Saturday and it's got to be a moment. But that's the part that is the work. You got to do that work. And you got to really lean in as a couple together. And if he's treating her the way he's treating her, meaning like even when she goes out to try to get dressed up and have a good time, he got a problem.
Right.
He's still going out every week and leaving her at home and ain't bringing her out. That's a problem.
Right.
She's trying to initiate and he acting like there's a problem. Like that's whack.
Right.
Yeah.
She's trying. You're not trying, fam.
Yeah. They're only 2 years in. Y'all don't know each other, which means basically y'all got together mid-pandemic. Was probably getting it in and you got pregnant.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
but they're here now, Shawnee.
Y'all don't really... But the point is, you don't know each other.
Right, and I was going to say, and they probably never really had
to deal with anything together. When you put a baby on top of a relationship that's new and y'all have never really been through the mud together, right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
had to come out on the other side, you don't even know how to deal with one another when chips are down. That's yeah. why she's thinking about skating mm-hmm. already. Yeah. And mm-hmm. that's why he's irritated just by the notion of her trying to put the joint on his mustache.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
He's sleeping on the couch and y'all moved in together.
The only thing that I just think, it's like him getting jealous when she tries to dress up and go out once in a while. That's whack, fam.
He's jealous because...
Yeah, but even just the initiation just, part. Like, yeah. I'll be honest, fellas. Sometimes when you ain't really there and your mind ain't on it, just go on down there and put your face in it, bro. You know, sometimes just drinking the fluid gets it going. You know what I'm saying? That sets it off.
Just
you may
it,
not be ready,
it.
But then just live in it a little yeah, while and set it.
But this is about her. It. What but, are we right. telling her?
No, but that's what I'm saying.
For
like
her,
trying to tell him to go down.
They need to go talk to somebody if he's willing to. He sounds a little unsophisticated, though.
It sounds like it's a lot for him. If it's their first child, it's probably a lot for him right now. He doesn't know how to manage it. They got to talk through this, you know, but this is a patience game because you just had this child. So you got to know that you're really learning who he is and he's learning who you are. And you got to give it some time. Don't get frustrated with this one.
If he's a great father and he's a great partner, I think it's worth working through it.
Yeah.
Just at least trying because you can talk to him about it. Like, hey, this is an issue. I love you and I want us to get through this. So maybe he'll be open to getting some help.
Yeah. And he's looking out. I mean, he's looking at the porn. He might have been doing that before you and you
yeah,
just didn't
I mean,
know it.
That's
you know
nothing.
What I'm saying? So it is.
So this is a case of be patient.
It is.
And hopefully if you can communicate, try to get some therapy, maybe together.
Right.
Maybe
take
some
time.
Couple therapy or maybe separate, but whatever works for you. Oh, good luck. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
It may not.
Frank, no weakness.
It's a lot
no
to deal weakness. With.
It may not.
You're living in a basement. You're not going downtown.
Yeah.
You're not.
Okay, Ebro.
And she may not be all like. Have gotten her thing back because the postpartum is real.
Yeah, that too.
So you got what her trying to get back into her sexiness and him trying to find the sexy in it. And neither might not be doing the proper work.
He not trying, fam.
But she might not be trying either.
She said she was trying.
She's trying to have sex. She might not be getting her sexy on.
But she said every time she dress up to get out and move around,
it don't mean that she's fit. It don't mean that she got back to the sexy.
Yeah, but see, no.
When I'm saying both.
If the love is real, if the love and the chemical connection is real, though physically.
Ain't no love yet.
But that's only because they knew.
Exactly.
And that's why I said they may not make it.
Exactly.
Because they don't have enough time in the game to withstand this mud and grit and grime that they
right.
in right
you
now.
You fell in like before the responsibility.
Boom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't know that person because a lot of times it's all like butterflies and hearts, yeah. right? Until you go through something real. And you
now
see how
comes
they
the really real and not even just the love of the responsibility of loving each other, the responsibility of a child, a third person. It's a lot.
Well, all she can do is try. And at the end, after she's tried and he doesn't want to try, then I understand her being like, okay, so maybe we should co-parent.
Right.
Which is not a horrible thing.
Yeah, but just know that, you know, this 20 years. 20 years.
Joints.
Yep.
Oof.
Like
yeah.
I said, they may not make it. Yeah. On the way to flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
You're in.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, this was super dope. I'll let you know how Kendrick surprised someone super special in the fashion industry. And it was so sweet. And oh, let's go right now.
Flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Let's go.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
So I saw a clip of this video yesterday and it warmed my heart. Kendrick Lamar was in Harlem hanging out with ASAP Ferg. And they stopped by Dapper Dan's, his atelier. Mm. And they went to show him some love, hung out with him, and then they surprised him. Dapper Dan's daughter brought out a cake for his 78th birthday. So it was a really intimate moment of singing happy birthday to him, and he was so happy.
That's dope.
So we love Dapper Dan. We're so lucky to have him. So it was just a beautiful moment to have Kendrick and ASAP Ferg and you know what I mean? the squad celebrate him.
Well, and then Kendrick was uptown doing pull-ups, you know what I'm saying? On the scaffolding yesterday.
I heard about that.
Yesterday, day before, whatever that was. Yeah. Big up. I think they was in Philly last night or tonight.
Nice, Kendrick. In other news, Fetty Wap is arrested for threatening a man's life on FaceTime.
Well, now, so, the Fetty Wap story is deeper because isn't he going through a trial right now?
Yes, so he violated his conditions of his pretrial release when he made the threat. So, yeah, he was arrested on Monday in Jersey. A $500,000 bond was revoked after authorities reviewed a video of a man and Fetty on a video call where he shows a gun and threatens the man's life. It's just not a good thing. So
it's not what you want, is what you're saying.
Yep. Allegedly, they said that Fetty was saying, "I'm gonna kill you and everybody you're with." That's not good.
Violent.
That's not what you want.
That's not what you want.
Especially when you're on pre-trial release for what are they trying to bundle him into? Some drugs?
Drug charges.
Yeesh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not good.
Ugh. Damn. There's a lot of vision jokes you can make there because, you know, like Fetty Wap got one eye, but I'm not going to do that.
He should have.
Let's not do that. Let's not do that. That's your Flesh and Light report. Time is 8:52.
He should have seen the error of his ways. Is that what you was going to say?
High
he should have
seen this 83 coming. 83 degrees.
Nah, don't do that, man. You guys are terrible people.
Yo, you started it.
I did.
Styles and Rosenberg, Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.